You are now tuning into Feeling the Vibes with your hosts, Queen Anne, So Blue, Miss Coco, Even Exchange, Tamika Elaine, Shay, and Lady V. Please sit back and get ready to feel the vibes.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Feeling the Vibes. I am your girl, Lady V, and today we have a fun topic. And before I jump right into it, how are the ladies doing today?
Good.
Yes, I love to hear that, as always. So today's topics, we are talking about what was your most embarrassing moment or the dumbest thing you have ever done? Now, we're not going to really kind of sit and talk about it. We have asked our listeners to send us their most embarrassing moment and the dumbest things they have ever done. So tonight, we're going to sit back, read off these letters, and have some fun with it. So you ladies ready?
Oh, yeah, yes,
definitely.
Let's all get right. This thing started.
Okay, so my first letter that I received mentions, "Dear Feeling the Vibe, the dumbest moment in my life is when I got arrested on my way to work. You see, from time to time, I like to smoke my little something-something on the side. And on this particular day, I decided to stop and pick up 4 dime bags. Now, you know, for some of you guys who don't smoke and know what dime bag means, please don't let me sit here and explain it to you guys, okay?
Puff, puff the magic dragon.
Okay, puff, puff, pass. Don't mess up the rotation.
I'm in the Mary Jane.
So just like any other day, I was preparing my spliff while driving towards the tunnel. At the time, I lived in BK, but worked in the city at Bank of America. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
How did he pass that drug screen?
Right. I know, I was like,
moving right along.
You probably drank a gallon of vinegar. Go ahead.
What you know about that works? What you know about that, Miss Coco?
I really don't know, but
let the health professional give her insight.
Yeah.
Moving right along, ladies. So as I was driving towards the tunnel, I saw one of the tunnel policemen ahead. Of course, he was pulling over people, and I was sitting in my car kind of praying, please don't pull me over. Please don't pull me over. Guess what? I got pulled over. When the officer came to the window, I said, how can I help you, sir? The cop asked me for my license and registration, and of course, I went to go get him. And by the time I turned around, the cop said, what's that on your shirt? I looked down, and there was one of the bag of weed. Mm. Right on my shirt. My dumbass didn't even realize I dropped one of the bags, and by this time it was too late.
Oh, damn, so, homie. How many bags you had? Sorry.
At 4.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The officer asked me to get out of the car, and as you all can guess, I was arrested. I never made it to work, and that was my first time getting arrested. Talk about the dumbest moment in my life. Sincerely, weed man, weed man.
That was a good one. Oh,
wow. Okay, I got another one for you guys. All right. Dear Feeling the Vibes, one of the most embarrassing moments in my life was when I was having sex, aka getting hit from the back, and this dude started to snatch my wig off because he said it was getting in the way. I will never wear a wig again while having sex. Sincerely, the cock blocking wig.
Oh my gosh. I hope the cornrows were tight.
Let me tell you something.
Okay. Looking like Cleo from Set It Off.
I guess the WAP was really good because yeah. Let me tell you, he was trying to get it in.
He was eating that macaroni. digging it. Oh, man.
Yeah. So with that being said, I'm going to share with you guys my most, well, one of my most embarrassing moments. So I had to be about maybe 13, 14. I can't even remember. But I, one summer, went to the islands, as I usually go during the summer. And I usually hang out with my cousins and we do all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, when you're young, you do kind of crazy stuff. So this one particular day, we decided that we was going to go into the, I don't know what you would call it in the American term, but in the islands, we call it the gully. And this is like the forest area, I guess. I guess you would say it's the forest. So we decided we're going to take a nice walk into the forest and just have a little adventure. So as we're walking. And like halfway into the adventure, I realized that my stomach started to go bloop, bloop.
Oh, no.
And at that point, I realized, oh, my God, I have to use the bathroom. So now I'm panicking. I'm telling my cousin. Now, let me just clear some things up. In the islands, I don't know if you guys are familiar that in some of the islands, you know, some we have some houses back in the day before they had bathrooms, you had the outhouse. Lady V never liked the outhouse. Mm-mm. Okay. I never liked the outhouse. I will never go to the outhouse. Yeah, so,
nobody at outhouse.
Yeah, never. Okay. So as I'm walking in the woods, I'm realizing, oh my God, I have to use the bathroom. And my cousin proceeds to tell me, you got a shit? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, well, shit right there. And I was like, what? Now you're talking about a city girl here. I just told you I don't like the outhouse. So now you're asking me to shit in the forest?
In the bushes.
So now I'm panicking and I'm like, oh my God, I think it's coming. So now I'm actually thinking and I'm considering this. But my next thought was, well, I don't have any toilet tissue. So what am I wipe my ass with?
You have chocolate chips in your butt.
But at this point, I don't know why I was consulting with my cousin once again. But then I proceeded to ask her, well, what am I wipe myself with? So, okay, I'm telling another story. Do you guys know, like, back in the day in the islands, like, we're fancy now where we have satin bonnets. But back in the day, when you had, like, curls in your hair, to keep your hair tight, you would put on, like, a cut-up stocking and put it over your head. Right. Okay.
Stocking cap. Mm-hmm.
So at the time, I had a stocking cap on my head. And like I said, I asked my cousin, you know, what am I, if I do contemplate doing this, what am I going to wipe my ass with? She told me to take the stocking off my head and wipe my ass. Ladies, I shitted in the forest and wiped my ass with the stocking on my head. Okay.
Look, desperate times call for desperate measures, girl. Like, what was the alternative?
And that is the most embarrassing, one of the most embarrassing stories that I ever went through. And I tell this story all the time because I think it was extremely funny and never again, hopefully, in my life.
So not only did you almost shit your shit, you also had shitty fingers. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Because that stocking cap is not absorbent.
And I wasn't able to wash my hands for a while because I was pretty far into the forest. So it was a really bad situation, and I'm glad I'm here to tell it.
Yes, you made it. You survived.
You survived.
Yeah, right. Ass and all.
Yeah, with that stink on
you. With that being said, I'm going to pass the mic on to Queen Anne.
Okay, well, thank you for that one, Lady V. I have to take a drink for that one. Just thinking about the fact that you didn't wash the hands. Oh, God, Lord. And the outhouse, Lord. Oh, God. You know, the crickets and the turtles. And the, oh God, let's not talk about it. Anywho, okay, I have one. They're feeling the vibes. My dumbest and most embarrassing period in my life is the day I got into a relationship with a thieving, greedy, lying, big belly dog. And I'm not talking about the one with 4 feet, but the dog with two. But excuse me, I'm so sorry. But the
gotta
dog
get it out there.
When I first met him, I thought he was very nice. But when I eventually got to know him, I realized he was a stinking piece of shit. Sincerely, vengeance seeker.
Wow. I think we all can be had experiences like that.
Oh my God, vengeance told her exactly how she how they feel. Okay, the other one is, they're feeling the vibes. My most embarrassing moment, I was in school and my brother touched me on my arm. Just because I don't like to be touched, I turned around and we started fighting. I then realized that some of my schoolmates had their phones out recording us. Sincerely, Hothead.
Oh, wow.
Now you know that's a kid.
Yeah, she went viral with that one. She got famous for beating up her brother. That's sad.
And speaking of embarrassing moments, I have one. Well, I'm sure all you ladies can relate. So, this one day, I was going to work. I had to go to work in the afternoon. It was a Friday. I put on a pencil skirt. I will never forget. I was feeling myself. I think it was a new skirt I had just bought, a new outfit I bought. I'm feeling myself. I'm looking. At least I'm thinking I look good. Sunglasses on. You know how the queen likes to do. The jewelry, everything. So I'm on the bus, the express bus. And when I got on the bus driver, he's so cute. And I'm thinking, oh my God, he's just so damn cute. You know, so I went at the back of the bus. So now it's time for me to get off the bus. So I'm walking because, you know, I look, you know, I'm in my sunglasses and I'm looking. And I'm in my boots. I think I'm looking good. Of course, you know, we always have to look fly. So I'm trying to walk all step all nice and proper because he's so cute. Next thing you know, I fell out the bus. Ladies, I did not just fell off the bus. I flew out the bus. Okay. I flew, you know, the bus has steps to go down. I did not go down those steps. I flew literally out the fucking bus. Excuse me, okay? Next, the skirt burst, you know, and the skirt burst, okay? I remember these ladies, these two old white ladies. Oh, my God. She flew out the bus. Are you okay? I'm so embarrassed because you know you're embarrassed. You know, it's like a surreal moment, so you don't know what's going on. All I remember is because they're like, oh, God, did you see her? She flew out the bus. Oh, my God, is she okay? I just remember getting off the bus, putting my hands out for a yellow cab. That shit pulled up right away. All I remember is the cab pulled up. I got in. I did not look left or right, and I called Lady V because I could not believe that was my how embarrassed I was. I could not look back because I was thinking, oh God, you know, this guy is so cute, and look what happened to me at this moment.
Can I tell y'all something? I remember that moment. Yeah. I remember that moment clear as day. Okay. She called me, and I was like, her voice sounds so frazzled, and I was like, what's going on? And she told me what happened. I was like, well, where are you? She's like, I'm in a cab. I was like, are you really in a cab? Like, I think she was already like almost in Queens. I was like, did you really hop in a cab and you're on your way home because you fell off the bus?
You expect her to get back on?
I couldn't believe
bus.
It. Look, I thought she would have just gone back to work. There's plenty of times I fell and I kept moving.
It was
just so how fast she got into the cab. I was like, and I think I had just finished talking to her before it happened. So I was just like, wait, what? She was like, yeah, on my way back to Queens. I was like, what? I couldn't believe it.
But Queen Anne, what did you do the next day? Did you take the bus?
Of course I did, but you know, like, I paid almost $70 going back home. You know, okay, I was in the city. My stop. I just jumped right in that cab, because I can look, and all I can think about is those two old ladies. Oh my God, she flew out the bus. Is she okay? Oh God,
Did you ever see him again? The bus driver?
No. Oh. Well, you know, at least God. I didn't look.
You were traumatized. You weren't trying to see him again.
Yes. All the, and you know, the skirt, you know, I couldn't go back to work, lady, because the skirt, you know, the skirt tore.
Right.
The skirt didn't burst. I wasn't going to get back, going to walk. I was going to get in a cab. I didn't know what to do. It's like my head, it was like an out of body experience. I didn't know what to do. So I just remember putting my hands out and that cab coming like a movie. He just parked right there. I jumped in and that was it. So ladies, that was my moment. The floor is all yours.
Well, this is so blue. I have one here. It says, "Dear Feeling the Vibes, one of my most embarrassing moments in life is when I was going on a first date and I was very nervous. I was driving to my date's house and all of a sudden I felt my stomach go bloop, 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 bloop." All I could say was, "Oh shit, no." So I immediately started praying for it to stop. Well, with my luck, it didn't. I started letting them rip left and right. By the time I got close to the house, my car smelled like a rotten egg. I started to panic because I didn't want my date to smell what I just unleashed in the car. I had to come up with a way to get the smell out. I rolled all the windows down and drove super fast around the block like 5 times. To my surprise, it worked. My date came in the car and she didn't notice a thing. Well, at least I think she didn't. Man, that was embarrassing. Sincerely, the bubble gut man.
Can you imagine going on a date and coming outside and going into a guy's car and his car smell like straight ass?
Okay. Catch you right in the mouth. Catch you right in the mouth.
Oh my God. Would you ladies continue with that date?
Hell no.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think he didn't wash his ass.
I was about to say. Know that egg smell. You know something was left in the drawers. Okay.
Wait a minute. What if there was supposed to be an after party after the date? Can you imagine?
Hell, I broke up with a guy for having cookie breath. Imagine what I would break up with him for.
Oh,
Oreo cookies too.
And I have one more. It says, "Dear Villain of Oz, one of my most embarrassing moments is when I was working on a job. You see, I work in a job that is traditionally male dominated. One day I went on the job site and needless to say, I was the only female. I went behind the truck and bent over to take my tools out. And all of a sudden I felt air on my butt." Wow. Okay. I was not coming out, but rather it was blowing in as my pants were just split right open. To make matters worse, on this particular day, I decided to wear a thong. I'm sorry. Bust that. All you gotta do is twerk. But anyway, well, I don't have to tell you that it was showtime on the job. I had to be escorted out by my fellow male colleagues, which was so embarrassing. The positive in all of this was at least my butt looked cute. Hey.
All that matters.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Sincerely, asked out. Well, my question is, it sounds like you work in construction. Were you wearing skinny jeans on the job? I'm just trying to figure out how that works.
I don't know. Whatever it was, it was tight. And
sound like it could have been some Dickies, some yeah. But
those things are
like
tough,
uniforms.
Though.
True. They're tight as hell, like you said.
Not even, because I'm going to be straight up honest. Just the other day, one of my pants bust open. And when I sat down in my car, I was like, wow, I feel something kind of cold. And when I parked the car and I put my hand behind it, all my ass was open. I was like, damn. Good thing I was in front of the house and I had a long sweater to cover it. Split right down the middle. So
always helps.
So sincerely asked out, I feel you.
And again, construction worker, you gotta look cute. Those guys, like firefighters. Oh my God, let's move on.
Before we go any further, I'm gonna go ahead and share my little embarrassing moment. So you know, I'm a parent. I have a kid. And you know, kids can put you in the most awkward situation. Lord have mercy. So my experience is one day, one night, my son said he wanted some McDonald's. So I pulled up in the drive-thru And just imagine you pulling up and you hear, "Welcome to McDonald's. How may I help you?" So in my head, I already know what's going on. So I gave my order. So when I pulled up, like I said, I already knew what to expect. So the person just talking, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm just looking like, okay. And here go my son. Why he sound like that? Oh. If I could crawl on my steering wheel, I just was like, "Thank you, have a blessed day, enjoyable." But I was like, he was like, "My, why he sound like that?" I was like, "Cause he was happy, baby. He was happy. That's all. He was happy." Can you imagine trying to explain that to a 4-year-old?
Man, no.
So embarrassing.
No,
I can't imagine.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh my God, kids.
Here's the thing. I plead the fifth for any of the stories that I'm about to share with you. So the first story goes, "Hey, you feeling the vibes? One Saturday, me and my bestie were going on a boat ride. I had this cute Spanish dress that I was going to rock. I think that day I ate a little too much and my stomach had this pouch going on. I didn't want to wear body shaper because I never had much luck finding one that was comfortable. So I decided to take a chance at using an enema right before I started to get ready. Things that us ladies resort to just to look great, okay? In my mind, I was like, this will get my stomach flatter. I know, no judgment. Mm. So anyhow, everything was all good. I was feeling great and looking great. As we were boarding the boat, I started feeling a little rumble tumble going on in my gut. And I hoped and prayed that it was only gas, because we all know what the bathroom situation is like when these
boats drive. Oh, God.
And as we set sail, that gas pain intensified and had me breaking out into a sweat, because that gas pain moved from my stomach to my back and from my back to my stomach. Ooh. My inside voice was crying, because at this time we hadn't even reached the Statue of Liberty. So you know I was going to be on that boat for a long time. So finally, I was able to find a place in the cut to break some wind, which was rather loud as shit. But as soon as I did it, 5 minutes later, that gas pain came back. I think I spent more time on the outside of that boat passing gas than I did. I finally got home and I thought, damn, my ass literally needs to go to the ER, because this gas pain is something terrible. It's about to kill me. Never had I felt something like this before. After a couple of days of taking just about every over-the-counter medication you can think of, my last resort was to drink baking soda with hot water.
Oh, jeez.
And finally, that released the gas. Talk about stank? Yes, with an A. Ugh. Sincerely, no more enemas.
Damn.
Oh my God! Gas pain be making you feel like you gonna die.
Yo, there's nothing worse when you really got the bubble guts and you find yourself sweating and you butt ass naked on the toilet. That's some serious stuff.
And you keeled over. You're like, oh man.
If you feel like you about to throw up at the same time, you about to shit and throw up.
You don't know which one's gonna come first.
That story just killed my vibe. I can taste it in my mouth. Ew.
So here's story number two. But first, I have to give you a little bit of a backstory. One of my previous jobs entailed me going into clients' home. Well, on this one particular day, it was freezing. Ball chilling freezing. You know that January winter blistering cold. Mm-hmm. So I had worn my warmest hat, which was like a thermal wool hat that fit very snug to my head. Mm-hmm. Also, at that time, I was also wearing one of my custom-made wigs that didn't have the combs on the side. And at that time, I didn't know anything about Bold Hold and all those other products. So I'm in front of the client's apartment. I ring the doorbell, ding dong. So prior to the client coming to open the door, I decided to take my hat off. But instead of me just taking my hat off, I took off my entire freaking wig. I was like, oh, shit, I got to put this thing back on before someone opened this door. So I did my best to put the wig on and before somebody came to the door. So finally, the client opened the door and he gave me this odd look. And occasionally during the visit, he would look kind of weird at me during the visit, but I didn't think anything of it. So, I was wrapping up my visit and I happened to walk by the mirror on the wall. And when I saw myself, I looked straight up crazy. My wigs were somehow balled up underneath my hat. My hat was sitting straight up on top of my head, puffed out. I can't even really explain.
Like top hat.
Yes. I was like, and what came to mind was one of those troll dolls. I said to myself, this man probably think I'm crazy. God was good that day because I didn't have to get on public transportation to get home. My husband was actually there to pick me up for work. So when I got in the car, my husband burst out laughing and was like, what the hell is going on with your head? Why does it look like that? So I wind up taking off my wig. I explained to him the situation, first of all. So I wind up taking off my hat, then my wig, you know, and then I had to reapply it. And then I put my hat back on. Sincerely, taper down those wigs, sis. Okay.
Is this a sincerely, really? Is this an anonymous story, really?
Listen, hush, hush. I plead the fifth. So my final story is, and I will acknowledge this one, okay? So you ladies remember how we used to always go to the, you know, New Year's Eve slash day parties. And it was this one sparkle event. We all looked absolutely amazing. We partied, we drank, we popped bottles, everything. We were just having such a good time. I remember going to the bathroom with Tamika Elaine. And I remember going in feeling fine. But when I came out, I was literally holding on to the bathroom doors for dear life. Like, I just could not keep my eyes straight. Everything was spinning at this point. So after I emerged, there was this chair that magically appeared in the corner of the bathroom.
It was
outside,
like,
of the bathroom. Yes. I don't know where that chair came from, because I tell you, that chair was not there when I went in. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember sitting on that chair and passing out. I don't know how much time passed before my friends came and found me. But I remember them coming to me like, listen, they're about to close down the party. And plus, I heard all the announcements going on. I was a little bit lucid still. So I was like, give me 5 minutes. Finally, they said, look, we want to call EMS. And I said, please call them, because in my mind, I was yes, they're going to bring me a stretcher. I'm going to lie down on the stretcher. They're going to carry me down all these flights of stairs. I can remain asleep. They're going to take me to the hospital, hydrate me, and then discharge me, and I will be all right. Everything will be all fine, and I will have no issues. They destroyed that. My friends got me up. I had a friend to the back, a friend to the front, a friend to the left, and I remember holding on. No, I wasn't even holding on, I don't think. I remember my eyes were closed going down those stairs, and and even Exchange voice was like, okay, one more step. You're going to get on the landing. Okay, one more step. And finally that guided me out, and somebody threw me in the backseat of my car. And that was it. So that story, I will acknowledge.
That sounds like the movie The Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, yes.
What good friends.
That was funny. Okay, yes. I mean, it's funny now. It wasn't funny then.
The fact that you was wishing for the ambulance to come.
I know.
Even Exchange, are you telling somebody about this story? It's not being funny. It wasn't funny then. Imagine the stories that we have on you. We won't talk about that one.
Yes.
Yeah. So moving right along, I have an embarrassing moment from one of our listeners. They're feeling the vibes. One day while going to my corporate job, I decided to wear heels to work. It was rush hour, and I was walking up the stairs from the subway with the morning rush, and off came my shoe. Not only did it come off, it started rolling down the stairs. I was literally stuck on one high heel shoe, trying to turn around in the sea of people still coming up the stairs.
No.
I was so embarrassed. And to make it worse, some man brought me my shoe.
Look, sis, as long as you got this back.
I know, but yes. You shouldn't be wearing them heels. New York City subway.
Okay. He was trying to be cute. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Trying to be cute. Well, I'll tell you about one of my embarrassing moments. And it was when I was in high school. I had the true definition of a hoopty.
That car was so broke down. It didn't have no air conditioning. It was just horrible. My friends made fun of me all the time, but it's the car that I had. Anyway, one day, me and a friend of mine decided to, let me back up. My dad decided to help me fix my car, this broke down hoopty. And I was like, no, I'll just take it to the mechanic. He's like, no, I can do it. I can fix it. Proceeds to fix the car. All seems well. I go to school the next day, drive the car. All seems well. Park it. All seems well. That afternoon after school, me and a friend decided to skip track practice. So we're sitting in my car, just talking, laughing, having a good time. She sees someone that she knows trying to get their attention. So she beeps my horn, but there's no sound. She's like, what? So she beeps the horn again, still no sound. So she proceeds to start beating the shit out of my horn, and there's no sound. So she starts laughing, talking all this shit about my car, your bullshit ass car, horn don't even work. And I'm like, that's kind of strange. Like, how come the damn horn don't work? Anyways, practice is over. She left. I turned my car on, and the fucking horn was stuck. Okay, it was just like me, and I was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. I'm like hitting it, trying to make it stop, and it will not stop. It's just like beep, and I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So I turned the car off, it stopped. I turned the car back on, and it's like, so embarrassing because I had to drive that shit home, and I'm like, it's beeping all the way home. And it was already a hoopty, just drawing attention to myself.
Well, you get so in all kinds
the
of
most
looks.
Embarrassing part. Yes, the most embarrassing part was when I was at red lights and people would drive up and my car was just like, I'm just like, oh God, kill me now. I couldn't wait to get home to tell my father about his handy dandy work. That was the last time he ever fixed my car.
That's like one of those moments where you just kind of want to slump into the seat and just kind of disappear. Just kind of sink down. Like every time you get to the light, just kind of sink down.
It was so embarrassing. So embarrassing. So embarrassing. One last one. My aunt had got her license as an adult and she had just gotten it. She decided to take a drive in the car and this man that she knew asked for a ride. So she was like, sure, I'll give you a ride. Now, this man had no idea she had just got her license. So she got in the car. She's given him a ride, drops him off nice and safely. The guy gets out. He says, thank you very much. She says, no problem. She puts the car in reverse and hits the man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Three is not always good.
Did she kill him?
No. Thankfully, he wasn't hurt. Oh my gosh. We never let her live it down.
Oh my God. That's
remember to never get in a car with her or get behind the car of her.
Right. Right.
Even exchange. It reminds me of that time when I was driving your car.
Oh my God. Let's not even talk about that time.
What? Look, I want to hear about it.
I was like,
wait
online.
A minute, Miss Coco, you drove before?
I know. I'm like, what?
Yes, even exchange allowed Miss Coco to test drive on her ride.
What a friend you are, even exchange. What a friend you are.
Was it a hoopty?
Thankfully, it wasn't. She probably wouldn't have wanted to drive that.
Gosh.
It was a scary time, but I just played it cool. I was just like, okay, everything's going to be fine.
Hail Mary, let me pray.
All right, continuing with our stories. Tamika Lane, and I have a couple to read for you. So the first one is, dear Feeling the Vibes, the dumbest moment in my life was when my boyfriend at the time crashed my dad's car. Now, let me give you a little history about my dad. He is crazy. I mean, very, very crazy. Anyway, I was so scared to go home that I decided not to come home the whole weekend. instead spent the entire weekend looking for a car to steal so we can get the parts to fix my dad's car. On top of that, I had my friend with me, so I put her life in danger as well. To be young and stupid again. Sincerely, the car thief.
No, hold up.
I'm not feeling that one.
No, yeah, a young person's mentality. No, now let me go home and face the music. Let me find a car to steal.
Yes, get them parts.
Okay.
Let me go to the junkyard. Well, she should have went to the junkyard. Yeah.
As you can see, goodness. Our frontal lobe is not fully developed.
And the next one is, dear Feeling the Vibes, my most embarrassing moment happened when I started dating two guys at once. I had agreed to see both on the same day at different times because one was traveling for business, but both showed up at the same time. And it turns out they were half brothers. They started cursing me out and then proceeded to call their mother to jump on me. I end the call and the cops for them. I end up calling the cops to them all that night. Sincerely, caught out there. That's crazy.
Wow.
What is the probability of dating two guys who are half brothers?
Right? I know.
And not know.
Right.
That is crazy.
And then just turn around and get your ass whooped by their mother.
I don't see what the problem is. I don't know why she just didn't date them both when she found out they were brothers. I mean,
that's some skanky stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know? So funny. Two is better than one.
I know. And then I guess for me,
Queen Anne, stop it.
Personally, I guess one of the, I guess, dumbest or unwise moments I had was I was traveling back to college with one of my girlfriends, you know, driving down to, well, first stop was in Maryland, and we were on the Jersey Turnpike and realized that something was going on with the car, so decided to pull over into a rest stop in the Turnpike, and then the car didn't start again. So after calling, you know, AAA and getting it towed, it was like, where do we go? We're like in South Jersey, you know, it's like, how
West
do we,
fuck.
Yeah, it's like, what's the next stop from here? And I just remember, I think I broke down crying or whatever. I'm in the rest stop and, you know, and we're just there and call our parents and whatnot. And so there was a man who ended up hearing, kind of getting a sense of what was going on. And he said he was heading south. I think he was going to Florida. And, you know, we got his information, gave it to parents, and we ended up just taking a ride with him. He dropped us off at College Park, and that was it. So, not the wisest thing, but it definitely turned out okay.
Hitchhiking.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was the most. Was that dumbest or embarrassing for you? Which one?
No, I said dumbest or not wise, unwise.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is Shay. Most embarrassing moment for a listener. They're feeling the vibes. Years ago, I dated this dude that lived in New Jersey. He was a booty call kind of dude, nothing serious. I went over there one night and I slept over. When I left the next morning, I fell down the stairs in his bed. I was trying to walk down all sexy and tripped on a long skirt I had on and landed on my back. He was dying and I just started laughing as he helped me up to the floor. I fell down at least 6 flights of stairs.
6 flights?
Oh, God.
Talk about embarrassing. Sincerely, I've fallen and I can't get up.
I'm like, 6 flights?
Yeah. But my thing about this story is this dude was laughing. I'm like, what the fuck are you laughing at? Hell no. That'd be the last time you get this booty.
Well, he was a booty call. He was a booty call kind of dude. So there was no emotions or no kind of nothing with this.
Well, trust me, he wasn't getting his booty no more.
No.
Forget about that. I felt her pain. I could just imagine how embarrassed she was.
You can relate, right, Queen Anne?
I sure can.
Oh, gosh.
Especially when you know you're looking cute. Especially when you know you're looking good. Lord Jesus.
Okay, our next listener. Dear Feeling the Vibes, the dumbest thing that I have done was in fifth grade. I whited out my report card and changed the F's to B's. But I ended up leaving the whiteout on the table And my mom went along with the lie until I went to parent-teacher conference. Ooh. And she confronted my teacher about it. Mm. And I got busted and was on punishment for 7 months. Sincerely, Curtis.
Damn. Lucky it was just a
7 months.
7 months is a long time.
He got his ass whooped.
Yeah. Exactly. I thought they were going to tell us they got beaten right in front of the teacher. Shoot, that's nothing. Imagine getting beaten in front of the 7 teacher.
7 months. Wow.
That's nothing.
Well, let me share you my most embarrassing moment.
Okay, come on.
I had an interview at this number one children's publishing company. I'm not going to say the name. Y'all can figure it out. Anyway, you know how when you get dressed up, I had on my little suit thinking I was the bomb, had my little... when the first platform front, so patent the platform front from you know, the Louboutins, the red bottoms, had one on, had my shoes on. The first time when you go on an interview, you normally meet with HR and then you meet with the executive that you're going to work with. Anyway, girl. So I got to the receptionist. I told them I was here on an interview, sat down, waited for the HR administrator to come to greet me. As I stood up to meet the woman, my ankles just went to the right, and I flipped out of the shoes, dragged the woman down with me on the floor. Okay.
Oh no! All right. Oh my God.
She was like, "Oh my God, are you okay? Are you okay?" Like that, right? And I got up, put my shoes back on, and we were in her office. Oh, then I had to meet the senior vice president of the department.
Oh no.
As I beat her, the same thing happened. Yo, I just tripped again.
What?
Yes. Holding on to the woman. Like, oh God.
Oh no.
Exactly. I mean, even though all that happened, I still got the job, so it didn't matter.
Ah, yes. I was just about to say, I'm supposed to say,
I got the job.
Shay, you didn't get that job. Yeah, that's
Wow.
You bring me down with you, you ain't getting that job at all.
Not once, but twice.
Right. That was a nice one. Well, I got one more to read off before we wrap this up. I forgot I had another listener sent me one at the last minute, but it goes a little something like this. They're feeling the vibe. The most embarrassing and dumbest moment of my life is when I was a teenager smoking weed. My friend, who is 5 years older, and I was smoking with her boyfriend and their friends. Now, I wasn't new to smoking, but for some reason, this high was different. Anyhow, as the world begins to spin, I'm thinking to myself, at least, I thought, what the fuck is this? What do you guys put in this? Next hour or so, I kept on talking shit about one of the girls that was there and how her outfit was too tight and she looked like a busted can of biscuits.
Oh my gosh.
My friend is trying to tell me to be quiet and I'm like, for what? This bitch looks sloppy. So she decides it's time for us to leave because the girl wants to fight me.
Oh, man.
We get to Rite Aid to get some eye drops, and she's like, act normal. I'm like, yeah, mommy, I'm going to kill us. And she's like, bitch, you're black, and my ass is white. Who the fuck is going to believe we're sisters? We make our purchase, and as we're walking home, I'm like, my knees are moving faster than my legs. Clearly, I'm batshit crazy at this point. We get back to her parents' house and I go in the shower to try to calm down. I climb in her bed but accidentally locked her room door and fell asleep. So when she finished showering, she couldn't get back in and ended up sleeping on the couch. Long story short, that was the last time I smoked in my life. And years later, I figured out that they must have put something in that weed, because I never had this happen to me before. Don't judge me. Sincerely, weed gone wrong.
Oh, they put the weed.
Okay, did they put some angel dust up in there? I don't know.
You know,
that doesn't sound right.
There's it was all, wick smoking
a really scary
and Friday up in that birdcage.
They put the Whitney Houston up in there.
Oh, see, now I gotta go there, not the Whitney.
Well, ladies, another great episode as always. I think this was pretty fun. I think we should do this from time to time. We'd like to thank everyone for tuning in, as always. We would like to hear your thoughts and feelings on how you like this episode, if you should continue doing it, or if you should exit out of our whole program. You can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Feeling the Vibes Podcast. Make sure to stop by and check out our weekly questions and polls. Until next time, ladies, continue to feel the vibes.
Peace out. Thank you
for the people that send us their stories.
Yes.